Good morning, everyone. This is Dennis Soup again, here in Ohio, to share inspiration with you. So why don't we bow our heads in prayer? Father in heaven, we come before you. We thank you for another beautiful day, and thank you for tonight's rest. We ask that you would bless this day and draw us closer to you. As we start this day, so we may we start this day with your word. And Father, we pray that you would direct and guide us through this day. And we just ask your blessing upon us and ask your blessing upon this word. And may you bless us with your understanding and your wisdom, that we may understand your word properly. Father, we just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I think this morning we'll continue in John 15. I think we stopped there in verse 5, so we'll continue there in verse 6. Verse 5 it says, I am the vine, you are the branches, he that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. So without Christ, we can do nothing. Because we need to be connected to Christ. We need to be born again, and being purified, and so that means being connected to Christ. Verse 6, it says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Verse 7, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. And see, if we're connected to him, if we're abiding in him, and his words are abiding in us, we can ask what we will, because I don't think if we are truly connected and abiding in him and his word is abiding in us, I don't think we will ask anything selfish. We will ask what really his will is. And therefore, we can ask what we will, and it shall be done unto us. Herein is my Father's glory, is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. And that's a blessing and a very good direction. I believe it's the Spirit of God speaking to us. Here is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, not a little bit of fruit, not some fruit, it's much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. So we shall continue. He's given us directions there to continue in his love. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and I abide in his love. That's a very beautiful picture. And he's given us an example, direction and encouragement. It's a blessing. Verse 11, it says, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. See, we're filled with the Holy Spirit, and we're filled with God's word, and we're abiding in Christ, and his word's abiding in us, and Christ is abiding in our hearts. our heart is just filled with love, and if we're continuously studying His Word and just in His Word and overflowing, somewhere the Word says your belly shall overflow with living water. So, and I believe that living water is the Word of God. We're just full, and we can't contain ourselves except just to share the truths with others and share the Word with the brothers and or lost people. We're overflowing with rivers of living water. That my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Our joy with Christ is full. It fulfills it. That is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. That we love one another as Christ has loved us. And if we don't know how, we should look at the scripture and meditate and study, pray, ask God to show us how Christ loved us. If we don't understand that part, you know, He gave His life for us. He was crucified for our sin. And that's very beautiful. This is my commandment. No, I read that. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. I believe that is. It says, greater love has no man. So, you can't have any greater love than to lay down our lives for our friends. Instead of pushing our friend to a side and doing what we want, we'll lay down our will, our life for our friend. It says, greater love has no man. No man has greater love than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Then he says, you are my friends. If you do whatsoever I command you, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. So if we you are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants. So if we're His friends, if we follow His commandments, and if we're in the Word, and Christ is in us, and we in Christ, and henceforth I call you not servant, for a servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I call you my friends. For, say, because things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. So we know what the Father's will is. We know what Christ's will is. Therefore, we're not servants anymore. We are we're His friends, and we're just together in Christ. And verse 16, it says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, He may give it you. So whatsoever, I have chosen you, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, Christ has. We have not chosen Christ, but Christ has chosen us and ordained us that we should go and bring forth fruit, and that our fruit should remain, that whatsoever we ask of the Father in Jesus' name, He will give it to us. And as I shared before, we need to be abiding in Christ and Christ in us, and just being filled with the Word of God. We shall not, and I don't think we will ask anything selfish. We're just out for to serve Christ and to do His will. We're not out to do selfish wills. And, you know, I used to take that verse and think, well, we can ask whatever we will, and God will give it to us because the Bible says so. Well, He will, but if we ask selfish things, I don't think He'll give it to us unless we deny Him and we continue in selfishness. I think the Father will eventually grant us those selfish wishes, but that's not the road that we want to go down. So let's abide in Him and let Christ be the head of our life and look to Him and humble ourselves under Him. Let Him work through us. I don't think we do want anything else except that. So I think we're going to leave it at that this morning, and planning on being back tomorrow morning and continuing there in John verse 17. And again, if anyone wants to leave a message, feel free to do so. Press 099#, and make sure you save your message by pressing #. At the end, if you have any questions or any other inspiration, any correction on this or whatever it may be, feel free to leave us a message, and we will be sure to get back to you. So may the Lord bless your day and direct you and guide you. And we just, that's my prayers, that the Lord would draw us closer to Him, and may you have a great day.